You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. Projet Montréal's leader, Luc Rabouin, announced that he has found his second-in-command. If he's elected mayor of Montreal, NDG's borough mayor, Gracia Kasuki-Katawa, will be the president of the executive committee. Rabouin called the role a key role for the administration when it comes to delivering its priorities. In the role, Kasuki-Katawa is going to take on the housing and homeless crisis.
For us, it's really unacceptable that people who, you know, built the society for the past decades, our elders, or our families that want to raise their children in Montreal, or even people who lived here all their lives and they want to, you know, maybe end up their life here as well, they cannot afford Montreal anymore. It's not acceptable.
Rabouin said Kasuki-Katawa is the right person for the job because she has the experience at both the borough and city levels. He says it's something someone in the role needs. Rabouin also says she was able to help the NDG neighborhood, which he says was once dysfunctional under former borough mayors.
It's a very complex neighborhood, and it was a total dysfunctional neighborhood.
Mess.
mess. All these years, from Michael Applebaum to Sue Montgomery. And Gracia succeeded to make this borough work. And now we are talking about development. So it works well, and we are looking forward to go further with Gracia Kasuki-Katawa.
Rabouin French also added that Kasuki-Katawa was one of the few borough mayors who raised their hand and was ready to take on modular housing for the unhoused population. This decision was taken under Valerie Plante's administration. Modular housing is something Rabouin and Kasuki-Katawa plan to expand on if they're elected.
So our chief said we're going to have 500 more of those in the city. So we're going to have to tackle that really quickly. But also we're going to have to make sure that we unite, all our partners regarding homelessness in the city to make sure that we continue to have a clear plan to fight that.
Kasuki-Katawa says she plans to follow the recommendations of a city commission report that was released in January of this year. One of the recommendations of the report says the dismantling of encampments should be stopped. However, the Plante administration said dismantling encampments was a last resort that could still be necessary at times due to safety concerns. Rabouin says the modular homes will help those on the street or in tents transition into permanent housing. The municipal election is being held on November 2nd. The latest polls show Projet Montréal leader in second with 15% of the intended vote. Ensemble Montréal is in the lead with 18%, and Transition Montréal is in third with 7%. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO on Spotify.
The date is Sunday, September 28th. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. It's REVC. Welcome to Sunday's REVC Nation. And if you're a Sunday listener from the Gigi Brown Experience, this is REVC hosted by me, Maxwell. Because it's a new day, we're going to have a little bit of an introductory show, you know. But it doesn't matter because first we're going to listen to this new Fiery Furnaces demo. They re-released their old album, Blueberry Boat, and they tacked this demo onto the end. Far Away, I love that thing. And then for the first 15 minutes, we're also then gonna go into Julie Demo 2. Horse Girl has come out with these two demos off their song Julie, and then another one of In Twos, so they released a little single, Julie In Twos. We're gonna take a listen to that. And then some songs from the heart, some songs from the archive. It should be a really fun show today for you guys. You Sunday listeners, we're now Sunday morning players. Alright, so much new music, so much fun stuff today on REVC.
Somewhere in the snow between Cleveland and Carlisle, lick at your lips. Between Paley's Park and Preston Pens, toast me and touch you when you lift up your lager cans.
Yeah. Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to what he just said, CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. My name is Max, and the name of the show is REVC, our first Sunday show. We just heard the first two songs of REVC on Sunday. First, the Julie demo. 2 by Horse Girl. It just came out. And then before that, another demo that just came out before an album a bit back, maybe two decades. Far Away, The Fiery Furnaces. That's off their re-release, The Blueberry Boat. Now, some songs. Straight from the heart. First, Heart Like Mine by The Flashing Lights, the Halifax classic.
I checked into words
I can't. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. My name, it's Maxwell. The name of the show, it's REVC. Get it straight. We just heard Hideaway. That's a favorite OTC track of mine, and I don't mean the original Tribal Chief Roman Reigns. I mean the Olivia Tremor Control. Before that, three songs from the heart. Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken by Camera Obscura. From Let's Get Out of This Place. Before that, Hearts of Oak by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. Off of, that's the titular track to that album. Quite like it, kind of like a skatery sort of prog jammy thing. Before that, Hearts Like Mine by The Flashing Lights. Now, we're listening to Melbourne by R. Stevie Moore. This is a bit of a favorite of mine. This little hit that's coming up. Have fun. We're gonna keep the show rolling after this. There's new Geese, so you know I gotta play at least one song, even though everyone and their mom's talking about Geese nowadays. Oh, that Camera Winter, he's such a hot guy. Let's keep it focused on the music, huh? And then, some of my favorite semi-oldies. We're gonna listen to some Kinks, some Nilsson, some Jonathan Richman, before getting back to the newer stuff.
Shame's only daughter, whatever he's gotten. forever. Baby, you can stay at my house forever and ever. Baby, let me dance away. Let me dance away forever, baby. You should be ashamed. You should be shame's only daughter. Whatever he's got in his hand, you can get it on your own. You can get it on your own. You can get it on your own. And you can make the cobras dance, but not me.
Don't they? Oh. money when you're funny. The big attraction everywhere will be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. Yes, Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum dum de dum day. Oh, New England, right a while, man. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right away. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, one more time this way. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Go! Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, I love New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, and publication launches, all configured around performance, place, and politics. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anne F. Jacques and Ryoko Okama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on that magical AM tuner, or you're tuned in across the world wide web at CJLO.com. My name, it's Maxwell. The name of the show, it's REVC C. Before the ad break, you just heard Oh, New England by Jonathan Richman. That's off of a best of for Jonathan Richman and The Modern Lovers, the reiteration of the group. Before that, Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear, Harry Nilsson off of his album Harry, although that's a Randy Newman song that he's covering, but before Newman would record it himself on Sail Away. Before that, Sitting by the Riverside with You, the Kinks, off of the classic The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. Before that, the new Geese, we started off the 15 minutes. Cobra, their brand new album, Getting Killed. Pretty sweet. We're going to keep the show rolling with Back to the Modern Day. First, last week I played a song, this new Understanding. They got an album out, The Joy of Living. Here's another one, Nature Knows a Shape.
Keep looking. We'll be right back. now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why. My friend, when I feel like the children are running out of hands. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I welcome to the working week.
Crowd, that brings us to the end of this week's REVC. This is my classic outro song. Lear in the Park by Frog Eyes. Doesn't it sound like just a big wave? Well, anyway, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and before this, you just heard Falling Out of Love with You by The Sixth, the Stephen Merritt side project. Before that, Welcome to the Working Week, the intro track to the legendary My Aim Is True by Elvis Costello. Before that, Beef Hits by Dumb. Before that, Green Machine by the Apples of the Stereo. That's it for me this week. I'll be right back with you next Sunday with a brand new episode of REVC. Stay tuned for Rigged Sessions.
You're listening to